Hello and welcome to CBS Radio Mystery Theater from OTRGold.com. This episode will begin after a brief message from our sponsors. If you follow the news, you've probably seen that the price of gold has been setting new all-time highs recently. There are several reasons why that is happening, including the rising cost of living, our national debt passing $34 trillion and continuing to skyrocket, and the upcoming elections in November, which add to the economic uncertainty. It's why so many Americans, including myself, are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text OTR to 989898 to get a free info kit on diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold. With an A+ rating with the BBB, you can count on Birch Gold. Just text OTR to 989898 to claim your free info kit now.
Street Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Everyone knows, or let us say that most sophisticated people will agree, that our soul, or our psyche, or our body, cannot be entered by demons or evil spirits who then proceed to drive us mad. The problem is, every time we begin a sentence with those two words, everyone knows, we are already asking for trouble.
Face it, Alice. I'll never get another job again.
Oh, that's no way to talk.
Unless...
Unless what, Joe?
Unless he forgives me.
Unless who forgives you?
The river.
The river? How can a river... Oh, what kind of nonsense?
I shouldn't have told you. I should have known you wouldn't understand. Mystery drama, Troubled Waters, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ralph Bell. I'll be back shortly with Act One. The famous Madame de Stael, who had all the brains in the world, who wasn't very much to look at, once wrote a letter to a very pretty mental lightweight named Madame Recamier. I would gladly give one half of the wit with which I am credited for one half of the beauty that you possess. So then, are they mutually exclusive, brains and beauty? Who knows? If she could only have one, which would a woman choose? Which do you think she really needs?
Yes? Who? Oh, look, tell her I'm in a meeting. Yes. No, I can't do that. Have her come in and then ring me so I can say I have an important call. How am I going to get through this? Alice! Alice Carpenter!
Hello, Frank.
Aren't you going to give your old boss a kiss? Are you ever a sight for sore eyes? Sit down. Oh, sit down.
You haven't changed a bit in 12 years, Frank.
Oh, I have, too. I'm balder, fatter, slower. I can only play doubles now. Doctor's orders. But, oh, you look the same. Pretty as ever. No, prettier.
I hardly recognized the place when I came in.
Well, I'll have you know, Perkins Construction is big time now. We even have an interior decorator. And, oh, how do you like the English accent on my receptionist, huh?
Yes. It all dates back to that big job that Joe brought in for you ahead of schedule. Way under budget estimate.
Where have you and Joe been keeping yourselves? Why, just the other night, Peggy and I, we were talking... Excuse me, dear. Yes. Who? Oh, for crying out loud. All right. Tell him to hold on. Oh, Alice, I have this call from my party chief out on a job in Alaska. I know it'll run for at least an hour. The thing for you to do is have Joe and, well, you and Peggy and me get together for dinner one night, huh? You know, sometime soon.
Oh, sure. Sure. Sorry I disturbed you, Frank. I know how busy you are.
Oh, but never too busy to say hello to an old friend.
I said you haven't changed, Frank. When I was your secretary, I would also ring your phone to get you off the hook. That party chief is still having his problems out there in Alaska, isn't he?
I'm sorry, Alice.
Is he the same one?
Alice.
As I recall, I invented him. That girl outside needs a bit of training. I could tell by the tone in her voice that you really didn't want to see me.
Please, Alice.
You know why I'm here.
Yes.
You have to help Joe.
Well, sure, if you need some money.
No, no, it hasn't come to that yet. But I'll tell you what it has come to. I am going around to all the people I know in this business. Behind his back, of course. If he knew he'd kill me or he'd kill himself. Maybe both of us.
You can't tell me a guy with Joe's ability can't
Frank,
find...
Frank, you know the word is out. They say he's lost his nerve. His judgment's become erratic. A lot of other things. But he can come back. He needs a chance. Get him a job.
The thing is, I don't have a job for him at this time.
You have been running this ad for over a month. Construction chief engineer, South America.
Alice, this job could kill the man who takes it. It's a malaria-infested jungle.
And that's why nobody wants it. But Joe can't afford to be particular.
Alice, I'm sorry.
15 years ago, Joe's knowledge and skill saved this company. You'd have been out of business.
I know, but I can't run this place on sentiment.
Be practical. 2 years ago, would you have dared to offer a job like this to a man like Joe? Now you've got him over a barrel.
Alice.
And please don't say I was in here to see you.
Listen.
Don't make me beg, Frank.
All right.
Oh. Thank you.
Come on. I'll take you to lunch.
No, it isn't necessary.
You deserve it. You've had a rough morning.
So did you. Joe, you're home early.
Where were you around noon? I called a few times.
Out shopping, one thing and another. Any luck?
Luck? What's luck? We can say with Mr. Emerson that shallow men believe in luck. We can also say with whoever it was that said it that luck is the residue of desire. Come over here and give the old man a kiss.
Oh, Joe. It's wonderful to see you in a good mood again.
And now, sit down.
Oh, I should be starting dinner.
We're going out to dinner to celebrate.
To celebrate?
The Great Awakening.
But, Joe, what happened?
I'm at peace with myself, my darling. Finally.
Oh, Joe.
This morning I was sitting in the park, wondering where to go next. To whom should I give the opportunity to brush me off today?
Darling, that's no way to...
Now. I started to talk to myself. Joe, I said, you've built highways into the frozen polar wastes, oil refineries in the burning deserts, railroads that climb the towering mountains, and bridges across the raging rivers. There isn't a continent on the face of this earth that doesn't contain a monument to your ability.
Now that is good, positive thinking.
But Joe, I said, you're through. They don't want to know about all the successes. They just want to talk about the one big failure.
Well, Joe.
The bridge. The railroad bridge over the Urya River, south of the Punjab. 15 killed, 50 injured. $30 million down the drain. You're through, Joe. No one will ever trust you with an important project again.
I won't have any more kind of talk like that, Joe.
Now, sometimes a woman has to understand that her husband isn't going to be a winner. I've come to the end of the line.
And this is the Great Awakening? This is how you're at peace with yourself?
Yes.
By accepting the fact that no one will ever give you a job again?
I may get another job.
Oh. When?
When he has decided to forgive me.
What? What did you say?
Now I'm going to find out if you're really my wife.
If? After 15 years?
You've never been tested before.
Tested? I froze with you in Alaska. I almost died of thirst in the Sahara.
I need you now, Alice. I need you to help me.
Of course. I want to help you.
Not your way. My way.
Any way. Name it.
I want you to accept what I'm going to tell you. I don't want you to fight it. I've been living with that bridge over the Uria.
If you could just put it out of your mind.
I keep saying how. Why? I did everything right. I know I did. What did I forget? What did I overlook? And then I remembered. I remembered.
What?
You had come up from Benares to join me. Remember?
Oh, yes.
It was the weekend before.
Yes.
Remember how beautiful, how peaceful the camp was?
Mm.
The work gang had just finished supper. They were celebrating some kind of holy night.
Mm. There was dancing.
And then she appeared. Suddenly. Out of nowhere. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember. A blind old beggar lady.
Oh, no. She was Hunifa, the sorceress. Hunifa, the witch.
All right, dear.
Do you remember she wore a headdress and necklaces and bracelets, all made of gold and silver coins?
I think so.
You could hear them rustle and jingle every time she moved. Her voice. Can you ever forget her voice?
Sahib, I am Hunifa.
Art thou hungry, mother? Go then to the cook fires and say that Carpenter Sahib orders that food be given thee.
I am Hunifa, handmaiden to all the gods and high priestess to the spirit of the Uya River. The Sahib has come from across the Black Ocean to build this bridge across the waters of the Uya. Is this true?
This is true.
With whose permission?
The government.
The government can but give authorization. But permission is granted only by the spirit of the river. The Sahib must ask it.
Very well, Hunifa. I ask.
This should have been asked at the beginning.
I'm sure, but sahibs have many concerns.
It must now be asked at a ceremony.
A ceremony?
Before all the people to show that the spirit of the river must be obeyed.
But I cannot do that. I cannot officially support this kind of superstition.
The spirit of the river demands it. Hear, O Sahib. Gather the people now and go to the riverbank and ask forgiveness.
Now, Hunifa.
Or thou shalt be punished, Sahib.
Punished?
A curse shall be leveled against thee. And at the hour of noon tomorrow, the bridge will fall.
How can the bridge fall? It's concrete and steel.
The bridge will fall, and you shall be cursed.
Now, you know it can't happen.
At noon tomorrow, the bridge will fall. He has spoken. The spirit of the river has spoken through me. His high priestess, Hunifa.
The next day, at noon, the bridge fell.
Oh, Joe.
It fell.
Oh, please. Please, when you talk like this,
And so, this afternoon, I sat in that park. I prayed. You know to whom I prayed?
I'm afraid to hear.
I prayed to the spirit of the river. And I felt it was not just the spirit of the Urya River in India, but the spirit of all the rivers in the world. I prayed for the spirit to forgive me.
Perhaps you should see a doctor.
I prayed, and suddenly I heard a tinkling. The jingling sound of her coins and jewels. And saw her standing in front of me.
In the park?
Yes.
You mean she was there and no one else saw her?
I didn't say she was there. I said I saw her.
Does the Sahib repent the sin?
Oh, yes. Yes, I repent.
Does the Sahib believe in the spirit of the river?
Yes.
No. The Sahib wishes to believe. He must try harder. He must give himself completely. He must allow the spirit of the river to fill his body and soul.
Yes, yes.
And at the moment when the Sahib truly believes, the curse shall be lifted.
I believe, Hunifa. I believe.
Oh, Joe, you can't do this to yourself.
I believe completely.
Don't give way. Don't yield to ignorant superstition. There is no spirit of the river.
Hunifa, tell him I believe. I believe. Hello?
Joe?
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Frank.
Frank?
It's been such a long time. Look, Joe, are you working?
Working?
How would you like to save my life? I've got a job here, a real tough one, but your style.
Job?
Look, why don't we talk about it tomorrow at lunch, huh? You want to pick me up at, say, 12:30? I'll see you.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, see you. Well, Alice, what do you say now? What do you say?
One of the most effective devices in storytelling is the pause. If one picture is worth 1,000 words, one pause can be worth 1,000 pictures. And while Alice is pausing to try to give Joe an answer, we shall pause for the short intermission that must precede Act Two. What is superstition? Very often, it may turn out to be the next person's devoutly held belief. We roil dangerous waters when we erect our own orthodoxy as a platform for everyone. And we may become embroiled in a deadly game that any number can play.
What do you say now, Alice? I was cursed by the spirit of the river.
No.
And no one wanted to give me a job. I prayed to the spirit of the river for forgiveness. I said, please lift the curse. And what happened? Frank offered me a job.
That is superstition. That is not why you got the job.
It isn't? Can you suggest another reason?
No. No, I guess I can't. Got a minute, Frank.
For you? Of course, Alice. Sit down.
I want to thank you for giving Joe the job.
I agreed to, didn't I?
The way you did it made him think he was doing you a favor.
Oh, forget it.
If he ever found out that I... He mustn't, Frank.
I understand.
Thanks again.
Alice, that bridge in India, I've been thinking about it. It could have collapsed for reasons that had nothing to do with Joe's ability.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, being fair, he wasn't responsible for the original design. He may have been victimized by crooked contractors. There was political opposition to the thing. He could have been sabotaged.
Thanks for saying all that, too, Frank.
I believe in Joe. I'll prove it.
You already did. You gave him a job.
I'm going to trust him with my only son. Frank Jr. just graduated from Caltech.
That little boy?
Oh, top man in his class. The fact is, he's a genius.
Is the job you're putting Joe on a job for a youngster without experience?
Well, he can learn a lot from Joe. And he'll pull his own weight.
Well, Frank, you're the boss.
No, Joe's the boss. But, Alice, how'd you like to use your influence?
I'd rather not.
But you do need another man. You're not being swamped with applications. You could get by with a junior.
Yeah, but not Frank's kid.
Why not, Joe?
Maybe I'm scared.
Of what?
I don't know. Of everything. If I fail,
Oh, you can't talk like that.
I don't want to discuss it.
But I thought that according to your evaluation of this thing, you've been forgiven.
Yes, but he's a jealous spirit, this spirit of the river. Suppose he turns on me again.
Oh, Joe.
The job is for an oil company. They have to build a railroad through the jungle.
You've built railroads
before?
Yes,
sure, but at one point I have to build a bridge across a river. What'll I do?
If what?
If the spirit says no.
Do you want to resign?
No.
You have a lot of paperwork to get through.
I told Frank to hire a secretary for me.
And I told him I would take the job.
Alice, I don't want you.
And I'll also be going to Brazil with you.
This time I say no.
Why do you always start these arguments? You never win them. I'll also call young Mr. Frank Perkins Jr. and tell him to be at your office at 1 sharp.
Hi there. I'm Frank Perkins, Jr. Joe Carpenter in?
Frank Perkins, Jr. is here.
I'll be right out.
And, who are you?
I'm Alice Carpenter, Joe's wife.
Oh, very interesting.
Your first job?
Oh, I could have caught on in a lot of places for much more money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should see some of the top outfits that wanted me. But the old gent said this would be a great experience.
I'm Joe Carpenter.
Oh, hi there.
I give him the personnel forms to take to Harry Wilson's secretary. She's just down the hall to your right.
No, I know where she is.
It's 2:10. Weren't you supposed to be here at 1?
Hey, I was here 15 minutes early, but I met Harry Wilson's secretary, and we started talking, and before you knew it, I took her to lunch.
Well, get those forms over there right away.
All righto, Chief.
Joe.
What's the matter?
Why didn't you let that kid have it?
I've got too many more important problems on my mind.
What's more important than letting everybody know who's boss on this project? You never let anyone get away with that kind of attitude before.
Where's my materials list?
You still haven't told me, Joe. What is the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Hello.
Oh, it's you.
Is Joe around?
He's over at a steel mill in Branchville. They've got a new alloy he wants to look at.
You're working late, aren't you?
Well, there's a lot to do.
Just about dinner time.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I'll send out for a sandwich.
I got a better idea. Have dinner with me.
No, thanks. I told Joe I'd meet him here at the office.
I could have you back in time.
Junior, I am Joe's wife.
What does that mean? Only that he saw you first.
Do you realize we're leaving for Brazil the day after tomorrow? Don't you have things to do?
Well, sure. But I'd rather have dinner with you. I'll go ahead. Sure. Pretend to be busy. But in the long run, everyone must surrender to my fabulous charms.
Good night, Junior.
Why,
don't you turn in, Joe? It's almost midnight.
I have to check through these schedules. You go to the tent. I'll be there in a while.
No, please, don't stay up too late.
Don't forget your mosquito netting.
No, I won't.
Hi there.
Oh, hello, Junior.
Oh, look, you just call me that because you think it'll keep me in my place. Can't you sleep either?
I was in the operations tent with Joe.
Listen, how can those natives swing a pick and shovel all day and dance all night?
They don't have too many worries, I suppose. Good night.
Must you go? You don't get to see a moon like that when back home.
How do you like the job so far?
I never talk shop after the day's work is done. Especially with a beautiful woman.
Glad you came along?
I'm glad you came along.
Well, this is about as far as I can go. Joe's decided to keep the permanent base here. You'll be moving into the jungle in a few days.
And you're going to stay here alone?
No, the supply clerks will be here. The repair shop, the dispensary. You have quite a little group.
I think I'll ask Joe to assign me here as a bodyguard for you.
You won't learn much engineering that way.
I'm not learning an awful lot now.
What do you mean?
Oh, let's go down to the campfire, huh? Watch the dancing?
No, thanks. I better turn in.
Oh, well. Your job's going to last at least 2 years. I can wait.
Joe, what...
Yeah?
What time is it?
It's 3:45 in the morning.
Oh. You can't sleep either?
It always takes me a while to settle in on a job. Mm.
I was talking to Junior.
Yeah?
You know, he's a bright boy.
I'm beginning to have my doubts.
Oh, I admit he's a bit brash.
Yes, but, all right, what about it?
Well, he said he wasn't learning much on this job.
Oh, is he complaining?
No, it just happened to come out. I guess he really isn't. Seems to me that you're going around in circles, getting this job off the ground. You're 2 weeks behind schedule now.
I'm being very careful, Alice.
Yes, yes, I can understand that.
And another thing, let me worry about the job, huh?
Yes, dear.
And now, let's get some sleep. Junior, tell the foreman to knock his crew off with the chow.
Sure.
Hey, Pedro, time to manjar.
Joe?
Alice, what are you doing here?
Well, this jeep was back at the base and no one was using it.
Why did you come here? You know that I distinctly said that...
Joe, it's the 14th.
What about it?
You haven't started on the bridge.
I know that.
The support should have been in already.
Alice.
You're stalling.
It's the same kind of bridge. And look at the river. It's just like the Ouya.
Why are you stalling, Joe?
Alice, I prayed.
Oh, Joe, be sensible.
I prayed every day since we arrived here.
For what?
For permission to build the bridge. The spirit of the river has to grant me leave to build the bridge.
I refuse to believe that.
I didn't get his permission last time. You know what happened. I won't go through that again.
You're stalling.
Call it that, all right. Call it anything you like. But I need permission. I won't sink that first foundation until I get permission.
But you cannot stall indefinitely.
It doesn't have to be indefinitely. In a little while, the rainy season starts. And I can knock off for at least 5 months. That'll give me time.
Joe, your design is sound.
Yes, that's what I thought last time. No, Alice, I'm praying for permission. So far, it hasn't been granted. I'll wait.
There's another way to look at it.
No, there isn't. I flouted the spirit last time. I was punished. I prayed for forgiveness. And then suddenly, I was hired for a job.
But that could have been...
Yes?
Oh, a coincidence.
You don't really believe that.
You've lost your judgment. And you're using this whole business with the spirit of the river and this old Indian witch just as a cover-up.
Now, don't say that.
You can't face the bridge.
Don't do this to me. Don't weaken my belief, my faith. The spirit doesn't answer me because my commitment isn't complete. Help me, Alice. Help me to believe again. How can she help him? It's remarkable what a wife may be asked to do in, well, call it the line of duty. Ladies, how might you react if your husband asked you to help him believe in something called the spirit of the river, which rules every body of water in the world? The heroines on our show are constantly blazing new trails, aren't they? And this one leads right into Act Three. As Mr. Browning says, our interests on the dangerous edge of things, the honest thief, the religious atheist, the tender murderer. Everything, it would seem, carries within itself the seeds of its own contradiction. Positive, negative. These are two sides of the same emotion.
Help me, Alice.
I can't help you destroy yourself with superstitious nonsense.
You have to go back to the base camp.
I brought the big tent, Joe. It's in the Jeep.
Well, look who's here. Are you staying a while?
She's on her way back to the base. This is no place for a woman.
I am not that fragile.
I don't want you here, Alice.
But, Joe, I...
Junior, tell Jose I want one of his best men over here on the double. He's to take my .404 rifle and drive Mrs. Carpenter back to the base.
Joe, why don't you let me take her back?
You?
Why not? I can handle a .404 rifle.
All right. It isn't as though you're any use to me around here anyhow.
Why don't you let me take you away from all this, Alice?
You're almost 15 years younger than I am.
I've always been fascinated by older women.
I happen to love my husband.
Yeah.
You know, Joe was a lot like you when he was your age. You'll settle down, too.
Joe, huh?
What's the matter?
Does he actually think he's ever going to finish this job?
What do you mean?
I might have said too much.
You might as well say the rest of it.
Okay. I'm supposed to learn from this guy, but he hasn't shown me a thing. Well, yeah, he's shown me a lot of inefficiency and waste.
Oh?
And he's always leaning on Tompkins and Connolly. Okay, they're competent engineers, but neither of them's a ball of fire.
I see.
You know, the bad part is, everybody's wise to Joe by now. Even the native laborers sense it. So everybody's stalling on the job.
But what's Joe doing?
Search me. I can't figure him out. They say he used to be a great engineer.
He's still a great engineer.
Okay.
Stop. Stop right here.
What?
Pull into this clearing and turn around. We're going back to Joe.
Sending you back to the base is the first smart thing Joe's done on this job. The place isn't safe back
there. Turn this thing around.
But Joe said
that
I...
Forget what Joe said. Somebody has to give orders around here. I'm staying, and that's all there is to it.
Go ahead, Pedro, and do as Mrs. Carpenter says.
I see all the materials are here for the bridge supports.
Yes.
So, what are you waiting for?
Let's not start that again, Alice.
I'd like to finish it.
It isn't something we can argue about. It's a matter of belief.
Superstition. Look, look, down there, by those bulldozers. Frank Perkins, Jr.
What about Frank Perkins, Jr.?
What do you suppose he would think if he knew what we were talking about?
I'm not interested in what Jr. thinks.
For that matter, what would any intelligent person think?
If you're going to stay here, just don't get in my way.
All right. But I still say you could start the bridge.
Listen. Did you hear that?
Yes. It was thunder.
It was more than just thunder. It means the rainy season's about to start. We couldn't begin work on the bridge now, no matter what.
Relieved, aren't you?
Now I can get away from the river. We'll
go to the high ground on the other side. We'll start that end of the job. It could be another year before I have to face that bridge. Jose, get the men ready to break camp.
Hey, what are we doing, Joe?
Isn't it obvious we're suspending operations?
Well, that's what Tompkins told me. I can't believe it.
Why not?
Well, because the schedule calls for getting in the bridge supports.
Obviously, we can't keep that schedule. The rainy season's starting early.
We could still do it.
It's my judgment and my decision to suspend operations now. Ready to go?
I suppose so.
I'll have Pedro take down the tent.
Just because some old... I guess I can call her an old hustler in the swindler sense of the word.
Alice, I don't want to hear anymore.
Just because she sold you a bill of goods about some spirit of the river.
I was under the impression that a man and his wife were one flesh, one spirit, one mind. I see now that I was wrong.
No, you weren't.
I suppose everyone has to have a special private place which can't be shared or even understood by anyone else.
It's your imagination. Oh, if only I could somehow prove you were wrong. Goodbye, Junior.
Yeah, goodbye. I wish you weren't in love with him.
Sometimes I wish the same thing.
Hey, with everybody gone, we could have a great time out here.
Oh, listen, Junior. In a couple of years, I'm going to be an old lady.
You'll never be an old lady, Alice.
And you'll still be a boy.
You know, that's your problem. You look at me as if I were a kid.
Well, aren't you?
Being a man isn't a question of how old you are.
It isn't.
It's a question of how you stand up to responsibility. And you know what I'm talking about. If I were chief here, those bridge supports would be going in right now. I'd show you, Alice.
Junior, we're all set.
Yeah.
You'll be responsible for breaking camp. It shouldn't take you a week to weatherproof what has to be left. Get the rest of the stuff packed for shipment.
Okay, Chief.
See you back at the base camp.
Goodbye, Junior.
Goodbye, Alice.
Listen to that rain. It can go on like that for months.
Shouldn't Junior have been back here by now?
Yeah, he's a couple of days late.
Could something be wrong?
It could have been delayed. He had a lot to do back there. Where are you going?
Out for a ride.
In this rain?
Well, the Jeep's covered.
But where would you want to go?
I just want to go, that's all. Junior!
Alice!
I was worried about you, so... Oh, the bridge!
Yeah. I figured I could get a good piece of it up.
But Joe ordered you to be...
I did it because I wanted to prove something to you. I didn't know it could rain like this. Alice, I'm in trouble. The river's rising too quickly. My foundations will be washed away.
Junior.
Look, I was wrong, Alice. I'm in a jam. I disobeyed orders and all the material. I could be ruined for life. Get Joe, Alice.
But what can Joe do for you now?
I don't know. Maybe he can think of something. Please get him. Go get Joe.
Alice, what have you got to say now? There is a spirit of the river, and nothing may be done without his permission. And if that sounds like black magic out of the Middle Ages, make the most of it.
Joe, the boy's in a jam.
And who got him into it? You did.
Me?
Yes. My eyes are open. I saw how you flirted with him, flattered his vanity, boosted his ego.
That isn't true.
Did you or did you not give him to understand that he could rise in your estimation if he started that bridge?
Why would I do that?
To prove something to me about my so-called superstitions?
I didn't. Oh, Joe, what's the difference now? If the structure's washed away, millions of dollars are down the drain.
He made his decision.
He'll be ruined. No one will ever give him another job.
He doesn't have to worry. His father owns the business. He'll put him in another job. How do you think he got this one?
How do you think you did? Because some old bag fed you some mumbo-jumbo about the spirit of the river?
You simply cannot accept the facts.
And you don't know what the facts are. Maybe Junior's father did get him his job. But your wife got you yours.
What are you talking about? The spirit of the river accepted
you'd
my prayer.
You'd still be home, waiting for that spirit of the river, if I hadn't swallowed every ounce of pride, humbled myself, and begged Frank Perkins to hire you. Everyone said you were washed up. Maybe they were right. Maybe you need this nonsense to justify yourself.
Stay here.
Where are you going?
Joe, I shouldn't have done it.
Of all the stupid...
I'm in a jam.
You deserve to be for trying to show me up.
Oh, chew him out later. The river must be rising over a foot an hour.
All right. I always had a plan for what I would do if I started building and the rains caught me.
You throw a dam to block the rapids 3 miles upstream.
How do you know? Who told you?
You did, Joe. You've been so upset about this job, you've been talking about it in your sleep.
Joe, get me out of it.
We're going to blow a piece of that cliff just above the rapids. The debris will slow down the water. How many men have you still got?
Close to 50.
Have them get to work on sandbags. Then we'll load the motorboat with TNT. You'll come with me and cut fuses.
But you can't ride in a boat filled with explosives in this kind of storm.
How else can we get there? I'll have another cup of coffee.
The river isn't rising anymore.
It is, but not enough to hurt us.
I was so nervous till I heard the dynamite. And then I was so scared till you got back.
It'll be all right now. Everything will hold.
Oh, Joe, you must be angry with me.
What for?
Because of what I told you about my going to Frank, about the job.
Yeah. I thought about it for a bit.
I had to do it, Joe. Just to prove that this spirit of the river thing was a phony.
And now you're sure?
Well, you saw what happened?
How do you know, for the sake of argument, how do you know that it wasn't the spirit of the river that made you go to Frank? Maybe that's the way the spirit works?
Hey, Joe,
I asked the spirit of the river for a sign to set the bridge. But what would such a sign be? What did I expect? Well?
I don't know.
Maybe the spirit of the river made you work on Junior to disobey orders so that I would have to bail him out. Maybe that was the sign.
Do you really believe that, Joe?
When you're in the middle of civilization, you believe one thing. But when you're out in a jungle, or desert or desolate mountain range, and there's nothing but you and nature, you believe a little bit of everything.
Isn't that just about the way it is for most people? Don't most of us believe a little of this and a little of that? Don't we try to hedge our bets? Maybe we aren't superstitious, but we still avoid black cats and walking under ladders and all unnecessary activity on Friday the 13th. And who refuses the gift of a four-leaf clover? I may have a gift of sorts for you when I return. Been said, where knowledge ends, faith begins. That would seem to tie it up neatly. But what is knowledge? And what is faith? There are those who insist that knowledge consists of having faith in one's facts. If you can't solve this problem to your own satisfaction, be comforted by the thought that it has troubled the world's greatest minds since the beginning of time. And the answer is still nowhere in sight. Our cast included Ralph Bell, E.V. Juster, and Bob Caliban. The entire production is under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.